Hello, everyone. This is Matthew Fraley with BreakpointTrades.com. This is the weekend commodities newsletter for Sunday, January 10th. A few hours ago, Steve Nelson sent out the general market analysis newsletter, but this one here is on commodities. Before I get to this, I want to talk about a few administration notes for Breakpoint Trades. We have a lot of things planned for 2010, a lot of major improvements and features coming. This year, in 2010, we're going to continue to expand upon the mechanical trading systems. We're going to offer some new systems and better systems, and et cetera. So we're going to continue to expand upon that. We're going to bring an online. We're going to add an online store to Breakpoint Trades, where you can purchase custom code for TradeStation and NinjaTrader, et cetera, where you can run the mechanical systems, you know, truly automated on your computer if you wish. And I'm also going to add many other sections to the website. I'm going to add a long-term section where I place all my long-term trending indicators and even some long-term mechanical systems, you know, that are useful for possibly managing 401k plans, etc., you know, where you're only wanting to make a trade or two a year, etc. So really excited about 2010. Got a lot planned, a lot on the table. And in the short term here, over the next week or so, we hope to add an online store to Breakpoint Trades. So anyway, let's go ahead and get started here. Again, this is on commodities. Number one is a table, and it shows you what general commodities did last week. Again, each item number on here has a number on the left, so you can follow me. This newsletter, I'm not doing it in video format, because I have, you know, it would be too large a file size, so it's easier to do it just video overview. So you can see the commodities had a great week last week. Lots of green. The only red you see is the U.S. dollar, which was down 0.6%, but everything else was up nicely. Gold was up 3%. Gold stocks were up 7.6%. Crude oil was up over 4%. The general commodity index was up 2.6%. That's commodities themselves, and commodity stocks outperformed relative to their respective commodities. The CRX was up 6.8%. So, great week for commodities. And the U.S. dollar is down quite a bit this evening, and I heard part of that is predicated from the U.S. putting some kind of tariff on China, which of course has caused a pullback this evening for the U.S. dollar. So it looks like we're probably going to get a nice pop on commodities, gold, etc. tomorrow on Monday, which, as we've seen lately, Mondays have been pretty nice up days for the general market and commodities. So, but let's move on. Chart number two is a daily chart of the CRB commodities index. Again, this is a composite of about 17 different various commodities. Commodities topped in July of 2008. You can see back last year they had a steep pullback in 2008. They bottomed in March 2009. Basically, when the general stock market bottomed, you can see it on this chart, five waves down, and they've been on in some kind of choppy ABC uptrend since that time. Obviously, certain commodities have outperformed and rallied much more than this, such as gold, maybe copper, etc. But if you lump all the commodities together, this is what it looks like, the CRB index. So currently the CRB index is holding this nice uptrend line from the March lows. That's support. I view this rally up here as some kind of wave C, at least for now. And to me, it looks like it has more upside. The next targets, potentially, are the 38% and 50% Fibonacci retracements at 304 and 337, respectively. So that 304 area is my near-term target, at least, for the CRB Commodities Index. And chart number three is a daily chart of the commodities ETF, DBC, and again, that's the ETF, and pretty much the same analysis applies. So we'll go ahead and move on. Chart number four is a daily chart of crude oil. Not much has changed in this chart. It's the same chart I've had drawn really for many weeks. You can see that crude oil bounced nicely off the uptrend channel support in early December, and it's rallied up nicely. Also, take a look at the crude oil S&P ratio at the top. Simply drawing trend lines in a ratio has given very good buy and sell signals. And the trend line, or the ratio, broke the trend line in early to mid-December. That was a great buy signal for crude oil, and it's been on the uptrend ever since. Now, in the short term here, crude oil is between support and resistance. Resistance is the upper trend line of this channel, and support, well, it's all the way down here at the broken downtrend line of this triangle, that black line. So, you know, overall, I think crude oil has higher to go, but if it consolidates, you know, again, it's within the pattern here. So, but let's take a look at the longer-term chart of crude oil. Chart number 5 is a weekly chart of crude oil. You can see this nice uptrend channel going back, well, you can see crude oil bottomed in late 98, and you can see this nice, perfect uptrend channel. Crude oil has had a nice rally from the late 2008 lows. Major resistance above is that gold area. It would be a back test of the weekly uptrend line going back to the late 2001 lows, as well as the 50% Fibonacci retracement from the 2008 highs to the lows of late 2008, which would be 92. So, as you can see, the lower 90s is major resistance. So, if crude oil rallies up to there, I think that'll be a nice target for crude oil, and I think it's going to struggle up there. That's what I see. So, crude oil goes higher, well, that's my target, around 90 to 92, would be a back test of that weekly broken uptrend line going back to 2001. And chart number 6 is a monthly chart of crude oil. Again, shows you the basically the same thing. And, you know, again, this nice uptrend line, you know, back test of the uptrend line, as well as the 50% fib would be a nice target if crude oil wants to go higher. The weekly stochastics on the monthly crude oil chart, as you can see, are not fully yet overbought, so that tells me that we could still have more upside in crude oil. Moving on, taking a look at the shorter term. Chart number 7 is USO. This is one of the crude oil ETFs. This is a chart that I would watch early this week. Take a look at the 60-period stochastics at the bottom. It's been, whenever you'll find if you've been on breakpoint trades for a while, that we like the 60-period stochastics. It's a slowed-down version of normal stochastics, which is 14.3. I like to look at instances when it stays below 20 or above 80% for extended periods of time. And you can see it was below 20% for quite a while. In early December, it gave a nice buy signal. And it's been above 80% since late December. Or mid. And so if this crosses below 80%, that could signal at least some kind of short-term pullback in crude oil. And those of you aggressive, maybe you can take a short on crude oil via shorting USO or buying one of the bear ETFs. So watch that 60-period stochastics this week. Again, you know, 60-period stochastics can continue and stay above here for 80%, but the longer it stays above here, the more the odds start to favor some kind of correction. You know, you're pushing your luck. So that's one to watch. Now, when we get a correction here, you know, it may end up just being a fourth wave. If you look at my wave count at the top, the move up from the December 13th low looks like it's wave one. You had a wave two pullback. Maybe the highs here, some kind of wave three. So maybe a pullback would be a wave four. But I'd watch that 60-period stochastics. If it breaks that 80% level, I think you at least have some kind of trade short. Not sure how long it'll be. It could be a really nice trade. It could be a quick trade. But it's one to watch early this week. Moving on, chart number 8 is a daily chart of unleaded gasoline. This is what you put in your cars. It broke out of this horizontal pattern going back to June. So nice breakout finally. And also possible little ascending triangle within the horizontal rectangle pattern. This pattern measures potentially up to $2.20, and $2.50 to $2.60. So we'll see if it gets up to those areas. One thing to note, and you've probably questioned already, as you can see, the close on gasoline here is $2.16, and as you know, all of you pay more than $2.16 at the pump. Well, the reason why is because this does not contain any tax. Whenever you fill up at the gas station, there's a lot of tax added to it. So this is the pure unleaded futures gasoline without the tax. But anyway, took out resistance here. Something to note. Chart number 9 is heating oil. You could see that heating oil, just like all other commodities, had a huge correction in 2008. And it formed an inverse head and shoulder bottom in 2009, and it's been rallying ever since. In the short term, it looks like there's major resistance just above at the 38% Fibonacci retracement, right around 229 to 230. So that's an area that heating oil could find some resistance. Let's move on to energy stocks. Chart number 10 is a daily chart of OIH. This is the oil services ETF, and it broke out to new highs last week. The indicator at the top is the BPNER. That's the Bullish Percent Energy Index with a 13 EMA over it. And it's not a perfect system, but whenever it crosses above or below the 20 EMA, or the 13 EMA, I'm sorry, that tends to give you nice buy and sell signals, and you can see it's worked fairly well here. You can see it gave a buy signal on December 15th, the BPNER, when it took out that moving average. You also could draw a nice downtrend line there. OIH, oil stocks have moved up nicely since then as well. So that'll be something to watch for a sell signal in the future whenever it crosses down below the 13 EMA. But for now, it looks like it wants to go higher. And chart number 11 is a 30-minute chart of the OIH. And just like I talked about the USO ETF crude oil above, this 30-minute chart of OIH, take a look at the 60-period stochastics at the bottom. It's been above 60 or 80% since January 4th. It's quite extended, so that's one to watch for, you know, at least some kind of pullback if it breaks below the 80% level. Okay, but for now, I think probably at least Monday, oil and oil stocks and general commodities will probably have at least a pop Monday. But early this week, I'd watch that stochastics for signs of a pullback. Moving on, let's take a look at the Bullish Percent Energy Index. Chart number 12 is the BPNER, plotted as a RINCO. And on this chart, I have the XLE, that's the energy ETF in gray. It's behind the BPNER. And you can see how generally the buy and sell signals on the RINCO have corresponded pretty well with the major tops and bottoms in XLE. And again, this indicator, you could see, went on a buy signal here in mid-December, and it continues to be on a buy signal. So it's one to watch as basically a semi-mechanical trading system. Seems to work well with XLE. Chart number 13 is the same indicator with OIH. Works well there. And chart number 14 is the same chart with DIG. That's the 2x oil and gas ETF. You can see it works similar there as well. So anyway, that's some stuff to follow, little mechanical trading systems for oil and energy stocks. Chart number 15 is DIG. This is the oil and energy ETF. You can see it had a nice little breakout late Friday. It's been on a nice uptrend, of course, as oil and energy stocks have been moving higher. Again, take a look at the 60-period stochastics below. It's been extended above 80% for a while, so that's one to watch if you're long oil and energy stocks. If this falls below 80%, that'll at least give some kind of correction pullback to these stocks. So that's something to watch early this week. And that's chart number 15. Moving on to some other commodities, chart number 16 is platinum. Again, you know, just like all other commodities, platinum bottomed in late 2008, and it's been on a nice uptrend ever since. It appears to be in some kind of wave 5 move up, but again, you know, major support is the uptrend line from the November 2008 lows, so continues to move up higher. Chart number 17 is the weekly chart of platinum, and if platinum just keeps on going higher, well, the next target would be the 61.8% Fib at 1700 to 1710. So that would be my next target right up there. Not too far to go, honestly. And Also, I would watch a trend line on the RSI above, so you can see how well the drawn trend lines on the RSI have worked. So if the RSI were to pull back and break that uptrend line, I think that would be a warning for the longer term. So, again, not sure how useful this is for most of you, but you know, we have all walks of life here at Breakpoint Trades. We have mom and pops, we have professional hedge funds, money managers, traders, day traders, swing traders, etc. So that's why in the weekend newsletters we tend to cover all this stuff. So that's what I look at. Platinum move higher, I would look at the 61.8% fib as a target up there at 1700. Chart number 18 is a daily chart of copper. And copper hit that 350 resistance, or actually $3.50 level last week, and it's pulling back logically. You know, copper is one of those another commodity that's had a nice rally from the 2008 lows, December 2008 lows. And, you know, it didn't get back to its highs in 2008, but it's had a nice move up here. So it stopped a logical resistance last week, as you can see. There's still negative divergence in place, so that's one thing to watch. Major support's going on. Major support on this chart appears to be the 65-day moving average in blue there, you can see. So still quite a bit of support below it. Now, as you remember, above I talked about the 60-period stochastics. Well, here's another example. Notice this. Let me back up here. This is at the bottom here. Take a look at the stochastics. It's not 60-period stochastics. It's 144 stochastics. That's a fib number, and that's about 10 times longer than normal 14.3 stochastics. Notice that the 144 stochastics was below 20% for many, many days or many months, and it went above in March. And it's now, currently, it's been above 80% since May of 2009. So this is one to watch going forward. If this breaks below 80, I think that would be something to watch. So, moving on, let's take a look at the U.S. dollar. Chart number 19 is a daily chart of the U.S. dollar. And the U.S. dollar, you know, possibly put in some kind of fifth wave bottom in early December. Had a nice rally up, took out the 50-day moving average in early December, but it stopped logically at resistance in late December. Resistance going back to December of 2008 and June of 2009 last year. So it's been pulling back and consolidating ever since. Now tonight it's down again. So, and it's down again based on some news, tariff news in China and the U.S. So on a continued pullback, we'll see if the U.S. dollar finds support at the 50-day moving average, which I think it will. And then maybe after that it can have another rally. You know, next logical target would be the 200-day moving average. But in the short term, it's still consolidated, and it's still struggling to start another move up here. So, chart number 20 is another daily chart of the U.S. dollar, and it's from my TradeStation account. This one is more current. Again, you can see that nice rally up in December. The 50-day moving average there in light blue, that's a potential support. That's a 50-day moving average. Regular stochastics is trying to get oversold. It's not down there yet. So, you know, we may need to pull back here more in the dollar, which it looks like we're doing tonight. Chart number 21 is a 240-minute chart of the U.S. dollar. And again, you can see the U.S. dollar had a rising wedge going into the middle of December. I talked about this many, many times in the Breakpoint Trades newsletter. So, once we broke that wedge, the dollar started consolidating sideways, and now it's really starting to pull back. So, fib major support below would be a 38% Fibonacci retracement, or even a 50% Fibonacci retracement at 77 and 76.50, respectively. So, that's potential targets to the downside on the dollar. Again, you know, a normal 38 to 50% recorrection of the rally from December is logical and nothing out of the ordinary. So that could happen early this week, potentially. Moving on, chart number 22 is a daily chart of gold. Gold had a nice, you know, has had a nice rally over the last few weeks. And tonight it's up another $20 or so, up to around $11.50 as the U.S. dollar's down. So again, for now, gold at least in the short term, you know, it's rallied off of support number one I have on this chart. And my targets potentially are the 50% to 61.8% Fibonacci retracements on this chart at 1151 to 1168, 1170, respectively. I kind of doubt that gold is going to go back to new highs at this point. It's possible if the US dollar really pulls back, but still, I think it could have a nice retracement into those fibs. You can see the MACD has just crossed over recently. It's got a long way to go before it gets back to new highs, so it's going to have big divergence in it eventually. And stochastics is getting overbought. So again, I think for now my targets are the 50% to 61.8% retracement from the 1225 high in early December. Chart number 23 is a 60-minute GLD chart. That's gold ETF. And stock charts, you know, this is as the close of last Friday. But gold tonight is up about 20, so this pattern is starting to play out. You can see on this 60-minute GLD chart, you can see the nice correction from early December. And you can see we had nice horizontal resistance at about 111.12. And that's going to be most likely taken out on Monday on a gap up. This pattern potentially measures up, well, possibly even up to the gap up there. I should put some Fibonacci retracements on this chart. So it's anywhere into that area. So I'll do that later tonight. And again, we'll follow gold early this week in the weekend updates. But it looks like, at least for now, we're probably going to gap above this resistance on Monday. Chart number 24 is a 15-minute GLD chart, and you can see the nice symmetrical triangle that was forming in gold. Well, this triangle broke out, at least tonight. Chart number 25 is silver, and silver bounced logically off of the uptrend line a few weeks back, and it's rallying up. Resistance is now a back test of this, of the broken uptrend wedge in that 1950 area. Talk about gold stocks. Chart number 26 is a daily chart of GDX. GDX is an uptrend channel here. As you can see, it bounced logically off support that I identified back in December 21st. And it was choppy for a while, but it's been moving up steadily. And, well, probably it's going to gap up on Monday. So, again, those of you who bought at support are rewarded. Chart number 27 is a 60-minute chart of GDX. And, you know, it now appears that this inverse head and shoulder pattern here in green is probably going to play out. Gold moved up, gold stocks moved up all last week and held this uptrend line. The GDX-GLD ratio at the top went on a buy signal on December 31st. So that was a good time to buy. Congratulations to anyone who bought then. And it has never given a sell signal, and it continues to be moving up. So that ratio appears to be about the best thing working, so that'll be your sell signal eventually in the future. But a logical target, at least in the short term, I think would be that 61.8% retracement at about 51.10 or 51.20 for GDX. Chart number 28 is the 15-minute GDX chart. It formed a triangle last week. Well, that's obviously going to gap up on Monday. And chart number 29 and 30 are the bullish percent gold miners index, and these are basically mechanical systems for gold stocks. Well, a chart number 29 gave a sell signal in early December, around December 7th, when it crossed the 8-day moving average and you had a parabolic SAR. Well, that's working out very nicely. And last week, I think on Tuesday, the bullish percent BPGDM gave a buy signal. You can see the green arrow at the bottom and the parabolic SAR buy. A lot of us were questioning whether that was a good buy signal or not. Well, probably was, you know, if we're going to get a gap up on Monday. So, again, this is a general mechanical system. It's not perfect. It doesn't pick exact tops or bottoms, but if you get a trend, it catches it pretty well. So it looks like that buy signal could work out. Chart number 30 is the BPGDM Rinko chart. It's a little cleaner. You get your buy and sell signals with the Williams percent oscillator at the top, going above negative 80% or below negative 20%, and the CCI 12 period at the bottom. Well, all these went on buy signals last week. mid-last week, and it looks like that's going to follow through. Chart number 31 is the GDX-GLD ratio, and I noticed that this is the ratio between gold stocks and gold metal. It is in a symmetrical triangle pattern here. This is one to watch. If this breaks out strongly, we could have a nice rally in these gold stocks. And charts number 32 and 33 are recent gold stocks that I had in the newsletters. Chart number 32, you can see IVN. I had this on the watch list. I stated that it was outperforming, showing relative strength to other gold stocks. Well, that's obviously panned out. And it's continued to move higher, and it is at nice new highs, whereas many gold stocks are not. So IVN has continued to rally strongly. That's one we should have kept on the watch list longer. Chart number 33 is NG, Nova Gold. This is on the watch list. Let's see if this breaks out this week. Anyway, guys, talk to you later. See you on the Trading Community blog this week. And have a good evening. Thank you.